个课我很喜欢呀，
很喜欢 Why?
因为今天我们要介绍一对人认识
Alright, so in this dialogue we have a woman who's introducing another young lady and her male friend.
对的，就是我觉得一般女孩子都蛮喜欢做这个事情，特别当你有了男朋友以后，你会觉得我要造福我的女性朋友，我也要给他们介绍一个男朋友。
Yeah, so let's listen in to how this lady sets up the other two people, how she introduces them, and see if you can tell how interested they are in each other.
啊，好，赶快听对话。
So, Sarah, Gavin is flying in from Tokyo today. He should be arriving any minute. I don't think you've met Gavin before. He's really keen to explore the city this evening. Will you be free at 6 p.m.?
Oh, Gabrielle, I'd love to, but I can't tonight. I'm swamped with work, and I have to stay late so I can meet the deadline. It's completely impossible tonight. I'm really sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. Gavin was really looking forward to meeting you. He'll be disappointed. Oh, wait, here he is now. Gavin, welcome back. Let me introduce Sarah.
Sarah, lovely to meet you. Well, Gabrielle has told me a lot about you, but she never mentioned that you were so beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Gavin.
Bad news, Gavin. Sarah won't be able to come out tonight.
No, don't be silly, Gabrielle. I'm sure I can free up some time for Gavin. I'll be ready to leave in 10 minutes.
哇，今天对话里这个英国女生 Sarah 好可爱哦。
She seems pretty interested too, huh?
我感觉这个 relationship 不太会成功，因为这个女的实在是太 eager 了，就是有点太主动了。
And this guy is flying in from Tokyo, so he's probably going back to Tokyo.
可能是一个 one night stand. 好好好，不要讲那个事情。那刚刚这样说到这个男的，他叫 Gavin, 他是从东京飞过来是吧
Yeah, so he's flying in from Tokyo.
那当然我们这个地点可以换任何的，比如说我今天晚上从北京飞过来， I'm flying in from Beijing.
Today. Right, yeah, you can say that.
好，那他好像马上就要到了，任何一分钟都会到是吧
Yeah, let's take a look at that sentence. He should be arriving any minute. So how do you think most Chinese students would say that sentence in Chinese?
中文我们就会说他很快就会到，或者他应该很快就会到。那翻译成英文就是 He will arrive very soon, 或者 He should arrive very soon.
Right, so that's okay, but it's not the most natural way.
就是有一点土我感觉我和 John 这个使命就是把比较土的 English 变成标准的自然的英语口语
Right, so we say he should be arriving any minute. So it's happening right now. Like his taxi is arriving right now. That's why we say be arriving.
So he should be arriving any minute. 就是你很肯定他应该很快就会到了对吧
比较肯定
比较肯定
So any minute means maybe now, maybe in the next 5 minutes, very soon
就是很快的好那今天这个 Gabriel 他要介绍 Sarah 和 Gavin 认识然后呢他说 Sarah 你应该是没见过这个 Gavin
Right, so she says I don't think you've met Gavin before
你们应该没见过啊。
Right, so remember it's not I think you haven't met, it'sI don't think you've met Gavin before.
和中文是反的。中文里面肯定就是你们两个肯定没见过就是我认为你们两个没见过。
对的。
英文我们要说 I don't think you've met Gavin before. 那 Gavin 的态度是什么样的呢
He's really keen to explore the city this evening.
他不是说 keen to explore你这个人那有点太直接了对吧
Yeah, but the question is, what is keen? He's keen to explore.
Keen 听起来有没有就是很 positive, 很好的那种感觉
Yeah, this word keen is not a word that Americans use very often. It's more British or maybe...
Commonwealth, 那种什么澳洲、加拿大我觉得还用的蛮多的。
应该是的。
就是他 很有意愿，很感兴趣。
Yeah, he really wants to explore the city this evening.
嗯，好，那 explore the city 就是很想去各处走走看看，玩一下。
Yeah, he probably means go to the cool bars.
好，那Sarah 她说啊，我也很想和这个 Gavin 见面 ，but I can't tonight. 因为她很忙，有很多很多的工作。
Yeah, so she says I'm swamped with work.
嗯，很忙很忙。通常我们就说 I am very very busy with work.
Yeah,
that's I have a lot of work.
That's too boring. 不够形象啊。
很土的。
So you know what a swamp is?
Swamp 是一个沼泽。
Right, but here it's not a noun. You say I'm swamped. With something, swamped with work.
所以就是你深陷在工作的沼泽当中，非常的形象。
Yeah, and you can't get out, right?
很多很多的功课。
You're swamped.
很多很多的工作应该说。所以，其实我们也可以只说 I am swamped, 对吧？不用说 with work。
Right, for example, if people know you're busy with work, you can just say, I'm swamped.
那比如我是在比如我家里要打扫啊，什么有很多家务事做，也可以说 I'm swamped 吗？还是用在工作上多一点？
Usually it's work or something more...
Homework, 功课也可以吧。
Maybe, but I think work is more common.
好。那他有一个 deadline 要 meet, 对不对？
Yeah, so we say meet a deadline or sometimes we say make a deadline.
现在好像我们有的时候也会说我要 meet 一个 deadline, 就是把那个英文中文混在一起。
啊，你们说吗？
说啊说啊，至少我有这样说。
Okay.
然后这个 Sarah 把话说得很满，她说 it's completely impossible tonight, 就是完全没有可能的。
Right, so it's impossible for her to make some free time.
对。那 Gabriel 说哎呦太可惜了。
Yeah, how do you say that, Jenny?
What a pity!
Okay, we never say what a pity.
那我们这个想法是怎么来的？为什么我们会说 what a pity? 是很 Chinglish 的吗？
很过时啊。
可能是比较 British, 而且还是过时的 British.
Yeah, I think it's an outdated British expression.
Outdated by how many years?
I don't really know, but I know that Americans don't say that.We say, what a shame, or that's a shame.
这个真的是我们中国朋友要注意，因为我觉得100个人里面99个都会说 what a pity.
Yeah, we think it sounds funny. What a pity.
好，所以就要用 shame 来替代这个 pity, 对吧？
Yeah, what a shame.
然后这个 Gavin 是很 look forward to meeting you, 反正是很期待见他，很想见他的啊。
Yeah, Gavin was really looking forward to meeting him.
好，说时迟那时快 ,Gavin 来了 ,any minute, 他这个 minute 真的就到了。
Yes, and as soon as he arrives, he starts saying nice things to Sarah, huh?
他说 ,lovely to meet you. 这个 lovely, 这样说他不太这样说，然后我说我经常这样用，所以也可能又是一个英国或者 Commonwealth 国家，因为我以前在澳洲读书，这个在澳洲经常这样说的。
Yeah, the British like to use the word lovely. Americans don't use it as much, but if we do use it, usually it's a woman saying it, or maybe a man saying it to a woman.
所以男人和男人之间不能 lovely 来 lovely 去的。
很奇怪的。
那美国人你们就可能会说 nice to meet you, or great to meet you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you, nice to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Right.
好，那 Gabriel 他也做了很多铺垫，对吧？他跟 Gavin 也讲过 Sarah 的一些情况，但是他没有提一件很重要的事情，一个细节。
Right, she never mentioned that you were so beautiful.
Gabriel 有私心吗？怎么不讲这个这么重要的事情？
Yeah, she never mentioned. It means she didn't say it even one time.
就是真的一点都没有提过，对吧？
可能是故意的。
那你可以说 she never said that you were so beautiful.
You can say that, but she never mentioned, emphasizes that.
一次都没提过。
Exactly.
好。那 Sarah 看到了 Gavin 以后是什么反应呢？
他好像不是那么忙，是吧？
马上变得不忙了，而且就是小鹿乱撞，语无伦次。Oh, thank you very much, Gavin.
and now she's not so swamped.
对 ，Gabriel 说：“哎呀 ，Gavin， 就是 bad news. Sarah 很忙的，不能跟我们一起玩了。” Sarah 马上说 ：“No, don't be silly, Gabriel.
Right. So this don't be silly.” The silly doesn't mean stupid. It means don't be ridiculous. Don't be unreasonable, right?
对，就是那种 that's not true.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that's not true. It sounds like you're calling that person a liar.
Right? 就是好像他是骗子，他在说假话。
Yeah, you're just saying, oh, no, that's not quite right. Don't be silly.
Don't be silly. 这个如果一个男人说有点怪吗？还是也可以。
Guys say it sometimes.
好，反正 don't be silly. 他说我肯定可以 free up some time for Gavin, 因为他很帅，对吧？
Right. So we say free up some time or make some time, find some time.
都行。好，那这个对话很 juicy, 很有意思的一个对话。我们再听一遍，然后我想问问 John, 就是今天 Gavin 的表现算正常吗？好吧。
Yeah, we need to talk about that. All right, let's listen one more time.
So, Sarah, Gavin is flying in from Tokyo today. He should be arriving any minute. I don't think you've met Gavin before. He's really keen to explore the city this evening. Will you be free at 6 p.m.?
Oh, Gabrielle, I'd love to, but I can't tonight. I'm swamped with work, and I have to stay late so I can meet the deadline. It's completely impossible tonight. I'm really sorry.
Oh, that's a shame. Gavin was really looking forward to meeting you. He'll be disappointed. Oh, wait, here he is now. Gavin, welcome back. Let me introduce Sarah.
Sarah, lovely to meet you. Well, Gabrielle has told me a lot about you, but she never mentioned that you were so beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you very much, Gavin.
Bad news, Gavin. Sarah won't be able to come out tonight.
No, don't be silly, Gabrielle. I'm sure I can free up some time for Gavin. I'll be ready to leave in 10 minutes.
John, 今天的对话呢，至少 Gavin 和 Sarah 他们两个人好像这种 mutual attraction 对上眼了， yeah. 对吧？
Yeah, and from the very beginning, you know, Gavin really only talks once, right? And he says, lovely to meet you.
而且他还说 Gabriel told me a lot about you, but she never mentioned that you were so beautiful. 我想问你，就是这句话我感觉不管是一个中国人就是中文说还是英文说都是很 aggressive.
Yeah, it is very aggressive.
进攻型的男人。
You usually don't say that someone is beautiful the first time you meet them.
这个男的有一点 sleazy, 有一点猥琐你不觉得吗？
He could just be very charming in an innocent way, but probably a little sleazy.
没有，我感觉如果这是一个什么意大利男人法国男人我们觉得哦他们就是那样的。如果是一个美国男人，我们就觉得他很 sleazy， 很猥琐。
Yeah, I feel like the next line is going to be, "I'll give you a night you'll never forget."
Yo, 这个不要搞这种限制级的东西。好，那这个 dating 反正都是日常生活当中的一部分嘛 ，makes life more fun， 对吧？
Yeah, so you can also use this line. She never mentioned, you were so.capable, you know, smart.
但女人很讨厌人家说她很聪明，因为就是说她不漂亮。
Okay, then just say beautiful.
好，那今天的课就到这儿，希望你喜欢，我们下次再见。
All right, see you guys.